I'm wondering how you first found out about the fashion, how you first got introduced to it, maybe what some of your first work was in the fashion world.
First of all, my mother loved designing my clothes, so I didn't have a lot of store-bought clothes when I was growing up. And so I was introduced to Vogue patterns by her, and having to stand for all sorts of fittings, which I always wanted a store-bought something. So when Neiman Marcus started their what they called their junior program at Preston Center, the new little Preston Center store, I applied to be one of their weekend store models. And with that, I was not paid. I was too young. It was in the 50s. But I did get a discount on store-bought clothes. So that's how everything started for me. I graduated from Highland Park. And, of course, it was everybody had a lot of fashion sense at Highland Park even back then, and went on to SMU and then to Centenary in Shreveport, Louisiana. When I was in Shreveport, I did some modeling for Hearns and Selva Brothers, among other jobs that I had so that I could stay in school. So then when I returned, I married in Shreveport, well, actually in Marshall, Texas, but lived in Shreveport, Louisiana, had my children and came back to Dallas in the 60s and went to work for Howard Wolf Incorporated at Fair Park. I was Marge Kane, the designer at the time, sample model. And Girl Friday, I sat at the front desk and welcomed people into the to the business. And from there, after, let's see, it was in the 1963, after Kennedy was shot in Dallas, and about a little longer than that, I asked the Wolf if it would be possible for me to apply for a job I heard about at Neiman's for one of their models. So they said it was all right if I could go on to be one of their models. It would be fine with them. So I applied and got the job as a sportswear model. And that was, oh gosh, dates are different. I was Nan Anderson at the time. So I was the sportswear downtown model on the third floor and modeled, among other things, all the sportswear. But I was married at the time and with two children. And when they asked me to be the swimsuit model, I balked and told them that I was going to do something else. So they kept me on, not as a swimsuit model. They got a swimsuit model to take over. And then Mr. Stanley approached me after I got my divorce and asked me to become one of the young people to enter into the executive training program that they had started at Neiman's. And I said, sure, because I knew that modeling wouldn't last forever, and I had a couple of boys to raise. So I went through the modeling through the executive training program at Neiman's, and without degrees from college or anything like that, I was able to attain an assistant buying job and then a buying job. The first one was on the fourth floor, and a young career girls, and the second one was at Silver Key, which is on the second floor. During that time, I continued modeling for Kim Dawson at the Apparel Mart, which is where all the shows were being done once the Apparel Mart on Stemmons was built. And that is where the fashion collection was housed for many years until it found its place at the University of North Texas due to a group of people getting together and working out where they could donate the fashion collection in its entirety. And that's pretty much how I got into fashion. I have enjoyed fashion all my life and still get together with a lot of my fashion friends.
What an incredible life.
That's kind of a good snapshot into a good portion of your life. What an incredible, varied career you've had.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.